for our Wednesday morning conversation. Wendell Quisenberry's here from our Tomahawk School District. He's the guy at the top. The sign on his desk says the buck stops here.
That's right.
Something like that, right?
Yeah.
Good morning, Wendell. Nice to have you here again this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Zach has been covering it all morning long, some of the things that came out of the school board meeting last night, and we're going to follow up on some of that. And right at the top of that, RVA edition, a lot of folks may have been familiar with the Rural Virtual Academy. They do some television advertising.
They do, yep.
And for a lot of families, it seems to be a godsend of a way to educate a kid. And for others, not so much, but it's nice that there's a choice, I think. And we've had some experiences with virtual learning. It was good for some folks, not so good for others. And so I think choices are always good, Wendell.
Yeah, me too. And so we've been looking at this for a while. And really, you just mentioned it. It's about choice. It's about opportunities and different things that, you know, we'll provide families. Not just the opportunity for the setting in which and the manner in which their kids are educated, but also in maybe the choice in the courses that they would have access to.
Mm-hmm.
So with RVA, they offer a partnership in essence. So it would be there's an RVA consortium of schools. There's, I think, 65 schools throughout the Northwoods that are a part of this. And not just the Northwoods. It extends down south of Wausau. But there's a donut. If you watch the board meeting on YouTube last night, there's a donut in that presentation he shows where Wausau, DC Everest, Merrill, Marathon, and Tomahawk are not part of the RVA consortium. Everybody around us pretty much is, for various reasons and purposes,
right.
And at different times they've joined. And these other schools, except maybe Marathon, have their own virtual, or had at one time, their own virtual options within their district. Tomahawk was, for some reason, has just never really been a part of this. And I think as we start to look at our current situation, and as I talked with Charlie Hackle, who is the administrator for RVA, it's really advantageous for Tomahawk to be a part of this. We have kids that are part of RVA anyway.
Okay.
I've had parents contact me. And recently I had a parent contact me, you know, a few months ago and say, why does my kid have to open enroll to be part of RVA when there's an opportunity for a partnership here? So what we agreed to last night is for 1 year for an affiliate membership, our students would not have to open enroll if they're part of RVA.
Okay.
If they want to be part of RVA. So we have 10 students, I think, currently that reside in our district that are open enrolled. So the way school funding works, at the end of the year, about $8,000 of the money that we raise for the kids would go to the Medford School District for those students. Once we're a part of that and we're an affiliate member, and later if we become a full member, we retain that student. And then there's a financial obligation to be part of RVA based on what they take, but we retain the student as a Tomahawk student. RVA would open up essentially a charter school that's a Tomahawk charter school that's RVA based.
Okay. But the schooling, it's still going to be a homeschooling situation. The kids will be at home learning. They'll have a curriculum and probably a computer screen and such like that. Parents probably have to supervise. Is that basically how it works?
Yep, they can be.
Okay.
It can look many different ways. So they may just take one class.
Oh.
We may have teachers that teach a class through the RVA if it's a need for them. And other students are taking classes with our teachers. So it's a full-on partnership. Or it could be a student who has maybe, they might have math and ELA with us, but they might take a foreign language or a couple of other classes, maybe an advanced level math class through RVA that we can't offer.
Oh, okay.
So it can look many different ways, or it could be a kid who, for whatever reason, doesn't want to attend school in a brick and mortar setting and wants to do it at home. They can do that. That would be an option as well that we could work out. And then we would still retain them so they could play on our athletic teams.
Okay.
They could be, they're a Tomahawk student, but they might be fully engulfed in digital learning.
Right. That's what I was curious about. Basically, the reason I went to school so I could play sports and chase girls.
There you go.
And you couldn't do that at my house.
Right.
And so I had to go to school, and I'm glad I did, but just joking there. But so families can look at this in a way that it's almost a custom-tailored situation for whatever reason. If they can't get to school for this class or that class, or if there's something that Tomahawk doesn't offer, and they still want to get all the other good things that Tomahawk School District is offering, this is an avenue. It's a choice.
It's a choice. Yep, yep. And it's not a, you know, it still is one of those things where it has to be the right setting. Yeah. We're still going to monitor this. If a right now, if a student's open enrolled to RVA and they're not attending, they're not, it's not the right setting for them, RVA will send them back to our district.
Okay.
Right now, we will have a little bit more of a, we'll be able to, you know, be involved in that at a little deeper level.
Does the Tomahawk School District have anything to say about the way that the classes that these Tomahawk kids will be taking through RVA? Is there, or is it you just pre-accept the way RVA does things and then you just go with that and it's all okay? You get my drift
I do.
There?
Yeah. Okay. So it's a little of both, I would say. There's certain classes that RVA would have. We would look at, you know, the curriculum for that class. If a student goes full-time RVA and through Tomahawk, through the consortium, if that is an option for the family and they do that, they still have to meet our graduation requirements.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's more of a connection and a partnership. Right now we have no involvement in that. We would have much more of a say in that.
You mentioned that the RVA kids will still be able to participate in sports. All the other extracurriculars too, they'll still be able to do that?
Yep.
Just got to figure out a way to get to school and take part.
Yep, they'd be treated like any other Tomahawk School District. They are, in essence, a Tomahawk School District.
So since I had some preconceived notions about what RVA is, there's probably other parents that might have those same preconceived notions. Is there a place that parents can go to get to all the information, all the updates, so they can make good decisions for their family situation?
Yeah, we talked about that at the board a little bit. Charlie Hackle address that. So what they'll do, we'll be working with them, but our contract with them won't start until July 1 for next year. So we will have some, they actually put some promotional items. There'll be, you know, Tomahawk colors. There'll be Tomahawk brochures that we will have in our guidance office, and we can work with families, and we'll have some training and some different meetings with them as we move forward in this process, so that we can, you know, make sure our parents are aware of all the options.
Choices are great, and the fact that we can retain these kids just is, it benefits everybody in the district.
Yep.
You're not losing that money. Everybody gets to stay on that same playing field.
Right, and I don't think, you know, statistically they look at it, there's not a lot that changes. It's not like we're going to see 50% of our kids go into RVA full-time. They don't see that in schools. The best option for education for the vast majority of kids is sitting in a classroom with a teacher, working through that and having that person. There are times where maybe that's not the case, and there's other times where maybe a class or two gets added in. So there's options here, but I don't see this being something that all of a sudden we're seeing a mass migration of our students into a different program.
Good. Awesome. So that's RVA. And again, you'll let us know when all the information is going to be available for everybody.
Yep, correct.
Good deal. The district app.
Yeah.
For smartphones and tablets. Okay, this technology stuff, I'm going to sit here and listen to you tell us all about it.
Well, I'll keep it short and brief. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Communication, communication, communication. This is what we've heard as we were going through referendum planning. This is what we've heard as we sent our survey out to our community. This is a great communication tool for those folks that like using their phone, their smartphone, their tablet, or their computer as their main source of information. This is an easy, quick, and organized way to get everything Tomahawk School District out. So directory information, links to some of the more important things that we know are the heavy-hitting links, lunch menus, there will be supply lists and an opportunity to purchase right through the app for school supplies as we get into that time of the year in July and early August. There's news, there's all of our feeds that go to social media are quickly accessed depending on what you prefer, if it's Facebook or Instagram or X, I guess, which used to be Twitter. You can access those quickly. Everything is that is the most featured pieces of our website that you might have to search for is right on this app, quick and easily accessible. So easy to download, except there are a few hiccups on a couple of phones that we've found, but typically what you'll see is if you go to your app store on your phone, whether you have an iOS phone or whether you have an Android phone, go to your app store and you can download, just type in Hatchet app and it'll pop right up, or School District of Tomahawk. It'll pop up typically, on especially for the iOS version, and it'll pop up right there. Otherwise, you can, if you need instructions on how to do that, there's a link. If you go to our website right now, you'll see a pop-up module that'll come up that has two things on it. One I'll talk about in a minute, but the other one is a link right to where you can go on the community tab on our page, and there's instructions and information about the app. But a great tool, and I think it's a, you know, it's a game changer for us to be able to get information out quickly to families.
I don't remember all the exact specifics of our first conversation, Wendell, but one of the things that keeps coming back to me, that my biggest impression of our first conversation was the fact that it was the your school, you use it kind of thing, and transparency. Those were the two themes that I really remember from our very first conversation. I'm thinking, okay, we'll give them time. We'll see how this works out. We'll see what the plan is. And boy, everything you said from the first our first meeting all the way till today, all those things that you said, they're actually happening.
Yep, you bet.
And that's a good thing, and that's got to make people feel good too. And so is this next topic, the district newsletter, more transparency.
Yeah, so, and this coincides with again, communication. We've never had a district newsletter that went out beyond our families. So we have a district newsletter that's, it has a, it's not heavy in information, it's heavy in headlines.
Okay.
Learn more about this. Here's a little bit of information. Here's where you can find more about it. So a lot of topics covered, a lot of different things. It's just a like a quad-fold, bifold type newsletter that will go out to every mailing address within our district. So that's being printed right now. It should be out in the next week or so. They'll start hitting mailboxes. My hope is we can reach a lot more people that maybe don't have kids in school or don't have a connection with the school, and we can talk about you know, some of the things that are happening at the school, some of the opportunities, like you always say, it's your school, use it.
Yeah.
Here's how we reach some of those folks and say, here's the opportunity for some things that are going on up here that you really might be interested in attending.
Not only that, there are a lot of people that don't have kids in school that still believe in a community with a good, strong school. They have friends that might be considering moving here. And if they say, you know, what do you know about the schools there? You don't have kids there. What can you tell me? At least they'll have some information to go on if they're interested.
Yep, for sure.
Good deal. Making ambassadors out of everybody. Wendell Quisenberry is our district administrator here in Tomahawk, here for our conversation this Wednesday morning. And next topic of talk here is the Wall of Honor. I think I've seen that going through the halls.
Yeah, well, not quite yet.
Or so, that's the Hall of Fame I've seen.
Yep, the Hall of Fame.
Got it.
So Dan Ryder, our high school counselor, approached myself and Colleen Frisch, our district secretary, a while back and said, I want to do something to honor our THS alum that have served in the Armed Forces. And that's been something that's been on the back of my mind, and it sometimes it takes somebody like Dan to come in and say, hey, let's do this.
Okay.
So we got the ball rolling. We had some good conversations about what we want this to look like. And then we reached out to the leaders in our area veterans organizations, pulled together a committee, and we had a little deeper conversation about what they would like to see it look like and how it would, you know, come to be. So nice. It's a collaborative project between us and them right now, and we will be, I think we'll be moving fairly quickly with it. So we'll have another meeting coming up here in a few weeks. We've gotten some quotes on some different signs. A lot of it we can build and make right at school with the resources that we have and the personnel that we have.
Okay.
But some of it we'll have to order. So we're looking at funding options, having maybe some joint fundraising type events where we can come together and inform the public about it. But the biggest thing is, how do we get the names? How do we honor all of the folks that have served, that have attended Tomahawk at one time or another? You don't have to be a Tomahawk High School graduate, but if you attended Tomahawk and you served, you'd be eligible for recognition on this wall.
Okay.
And so what we did right now is we've got a form. Again, so that's the second thing. If you go to our website, you'll see a pop-up module. One of them is a link right to that form. And so if you're tech savvy and you like to do things using technology, you can go on that form, you can fill it out, and you can nominate a person to be recognized on that wall. The other thing, if you're not tech savvy, but you have a grandpa, a grandma, whoever, that somebody that may have served, no timeline, whenever it was, but was also a Tomahawk High School attendee at one time or another, you can call the high school office. We have a paper form available for you as well. We can mail one to you, or you can stop in and fill it out. So we're going to be collecting names over the next few weeks and months, and we won't stop.
Okay.
But once that'll be the first part. And then once we get the signs and everything made, we'll be unveiling our Wall of Honor and recognizing all of the people that have served throughout our Tomahawk community.
Any idea where in the school it's going to be located yet?
Yeah, I do. So right now, it's kind of hard to explain, but if you know where our auditorium is,
yes,
there's 1, 2, 3, 4 doors.
Right.
It's on the wall that's closest to the elementary school, that elementary entrance. There's a wall there that's fairly bare right now.
Yep.
It's a perfect size for what we're looking to do. So we're looking at locating it right there.
And what is it going to be, like a picture and a little description? Is that the way you see it unfolding?
We'll get, once we get some graphics from the companies that are looking at building the signs, we'll put some on our website
okay.
so we know what it looks like. But what it'll be is a larger sign, and then each branch will have okay. their own emblem, and then underneath it a plaque, a large plaque that would have metal tags with the person's name.
Okay, so the names will be listed there. Then yep. Kids can go and say, they'll say, hey, I wonder if that's so-and-so's grandma or grandpa. So kids will be able to see the names and they make a connection locally.
Kids and yeah. anybody that uses our school. That's the community yeah. section of our school. So anybody that's in there will be able to see that and have access to looking through that.
Another great idea. And now our last topic, the community education program coordinator position has been open for a while, and you're about ready to close that down and make some decisions there too.
Yep, so we're looking at Friday. We'll accept applications up until Friday and resumes up until then, and then we'll start to schedule interviews. This is a position initially we put out as a part-time position with the option to grow into full-time. The more that we looked at it, there's just a lot of work that needs to be done to grow this position and lay the foundation for it. So
it's more
than a part-time position. Let me say that. Does it have to be 100% full-time? No. But could it be? Is it going to end up being that? Yeah. Once we get going with this is more than likely going to be a full-time position. So we changed it a little bit. We put it back out there. And we've got quite a few applicants, so we'll be pulling those together, vetting our candidates, and putting interviews together. But the position itself is, I think, an important one. Just like you said, when we talk about it's your school, use it. The opportunities, if you look at surrounding districts that have a community education program, the opportunities for the public to come in and reserve locations or teach classes of their own, or bring people together to have meetings and that sort of thing, it's easier said than done, right? We say we're open, we say that people are able to do that, but to actually book the location and do all that is kind of intimidating sometimes and not as easily done. So this is a position that not only will help with that, but will also help to bolster that program and go out and find people and poll the community and say, what types of things do you want? Look at our community resources, people that might be willing to come in and lead some of those activities or services, whether it's yoga or art classes or cooking classes.
Got it.
Or, you know, just general education pieces about how to use a smartphone or how to protect yourself, you know, when you're online banking or what have you. A long list of these things are being done in neighboring districts, and we think we would definitely benefit from doing it, but it takes a person who can dedicate themselves to coordinating and managing and facilitating all of that.
Once the coordinator is there, I would assume a call will go out to the community that if you have any of these interests, any of these things that you'd like to expand upon and bring in more to the community, they'll talk to that coordinator, and then the coordinator and that person will put together a schedule of when people can come in and learn how to smoke a turkey on your pellet smoker.
Could be, you know, and the thing is, this is one of those things we always talk about, budgets being tight, and here it's a position that, yeah, we will be funding through our district, but it's also a position that has the potential to generate revenue for our district.
Sure.
In people paying sometimes to take some of these classes or that sort of thing. So
right.
So it should be a break-even position or at least close to it.
It's your school, so use it. Boy, that theme is really ringing true here so far, Wendell. And so I appreciate you keeping this going and keeping the ball rolling. It seems like there's a lot of good positive momentum happening in the Tomahawk School District.
There is.
Good deal.
Sure.
How about the report card? Congratulations on that report card, too. My goodness.
I'd love to take all the credit for that, but we know where that goes. We've got... I've said this so many times, between our administrative team, our staff, our teachers, our paraprofessionals, all the people that work their tails off to make sure that kids not only have access to education, but that they're encouraged and know their potential and work to their potential. And so, again, this is a DPI snapshot scorecard. It means nothing in the grand scheme of what we do, but it sure is nice to see that our numbers are fairly high and where they should be. But in the grand scheme of things, this is something I should mention each and every time I come here, is the hard work, and recognize the hard work of everybody that works in that district. I can't say enough. We have people that come that maybe have never worked in a school. And they walk in, and within a week, they're looking at you going, I had no idea all of the things that happen here and how hard of an environment this is to work, how challenging it is, and how eclectic it is, and everybody doing multiple things. So for that to all come together, it's nice to be recognized that way and to see, you know, numbers where they should be. But in the grand scheme of things, that report card leaves a lot out of the equation that should be measured, and when we start to think about measuring and comparing schools.
But it's still a nice pat on the back and good affirmation for the folks that are doing a good job just because they want to do a good job anyway.
Yep, absolutely.
Wendell Quisenberry, District Administrator here in Tomahawk. And Wendell, you have an open door policy and open phone line. How can people get a hold of you if they want to talk to you?
Call the district office, 715-453-5555, or stop in anytime.
Good deal. Wendell, thanks. Have a good rest of your day.
Thanks for the opportunity, Jeff.